Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
First, the government has brought the right to request remote working into operation. So Shifra Rush, head of Lewis Silken Ireland legal firm, how is this going to work?
Good evening, Matt. So we finally got the code of practice under the Work-Life Balance Act from last year, which now gives employees a statutory footing and a statutory right to request remote work or flexible work. And the code of practice is quite detailed. It sets out a good framework or roadmap for employees on how to make a request, and then for employers in terms of what they need to consider when they're dealing with these requests.
How complicated is it going to be for people making the request?
It's not complicated at all. They have application forms, actually sample application forms in the code of practice. A lot of employers, some of the bigger employers, may already have remote or flexible working policies, and they probably include how to go about applying. So employees can request it from day one, but the arrangements in both cases, whether it's for flexible work or whether it's for remote work, the arrangement won't kick in until they've had 6 months service with the employer, but they can make the request before that.
Okay, are many companies likely to find, though, that these regulations go further than what they might actually have in the workplace at present?
Well, I suppose for some employers who don't necessarily have a remote work policy or a flexible work policy, then yes, this may be more detailed than what they currently have. Codes of practice, I suppose, just to be clear, aren't legally binding of themselves on employers, but failure to adhere to them can be used in evidence in any claim against an employer. So I suppose if an employer, you know, from tomorrow gets one of these requests, they would want to review the code of practice to see what they need to do in dealing with a request. They'll have 4 weeks to deal with a request, and they can look for an extension of 8 weeks, up to 8 weeks to deal with it. I suppose I should say that any request must be at least 8 weeks before the employee would like the arrangement to start.
I suppose remote working came into vogue as a result of the necessity caused by COVID, and then it continued after people could go back into the workplace. But is there any sense that maybe that while it still appeals to a lot of individual employees, that employers are not quite as keen as they once were for a couple of reasons? One being that they're worried about the cost of maintaining offices that people don't come into every day. And secondly, that they are worried about work practices, people not having the interaction together in a workplace that might lead to increased productivity.
Yeah, no, I think they're all fair considerations, right? You know, the employers set the terms and conditions that are associated with a role, and if that includes office attendance, you know, that may be what's required. In dealing with a request for remote work, the employer must have regard to the provisions of the code of practice. So that basically says you can have regard to your business needs, but you must also have regard to the role, and you must also have regard to the suitability of the employee for dealing with the request. So there are a number of factors that need to be taken into account, and they include, you know, does the employee need to be on site? What about technology? Will that facilitate remote work? Is there face-to-face requirements with clients or customers? And how will this impact service quality or output or operational arrangements? But they must also then think about the employee. So, you know, does the employee have the requisite IT skills to work remotely? You know, do they need more supervision? If, for instance, their probation is extended, you know, can remote work be facilitated? facilitated through that. So there are a lot of things that an employer should be seen to consider when they're dealing with the request. Ultimately, they can refuse the request, but not without having looked at the code of practice and adhered to the requirements.
Okay, Shifra, one final question from a listener who wants to know, does this apply only to Irish companies? Does it apply also to those who might be employed by multinational companies operating in Ireland?
Well, most multinational companies who are operating in Ireland will have an Irish entity. So, yes, employees who are working here will have the right to make the request.
Because that company will be registered in Ireland, even if it's a subsidiary of the multinational?
Yeah.
Okay. Shifra Rush from Partner at Employment Law at Lewis Silkin. Thank you for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.